Title: New York State Passes Guaranteed Sick Leave for Working New Yorkers Beyond COVID-19. Content: On April 3, 2020, Governor Cuomo passed Assembly Bill A9506B, which will grant most New Yorkers paid sick leave annually, building on temporary requirements the state adopted in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The paid sick leave mandate, which was adopted as part of the FY 2021 executive budget, will take effect in January 2021. Key provisions are as follows. Accrual rate and start of accrual. Employees accrue sick leave at a rate of no less than 1 hour for every 30 hours worked. Employees begin to accrue sick leave at the start of employment or on the effective date of the law, whichever is later. Front-loading. Employers may elect to provide employees with the total amount of sick leave at the beginning of the calendar year, provided, however, that employers cannot retroactively reduce or revoke the amount of sick leave based on the number of hours actually worked by an employee during the calendar year. The law is unclear on whether front-loading a sufficient amount of sick leave at the start of each year would remove an employer's year-end carryover obligations. Amount of leave. Employers with four or fewer employees and a net income less than $1 million must provide at least 40 hours of unpaid sick leave per calendar year. Employers with 5 to 99 employees and employers with 4 or fewer employees and a net income greater than $1 million must provide at least 40 hours of paid sick leave per calendar year. Employers with 100 or more employees must provide at least 56 hours of paid sick leave per calendar year. Calendar year defined for purposes of determining the number of employees pursuant to the law, a calendar year is defined as January 1, December 31. For all other purposes, a calendar year may mean either the 12-month period from January 1, December 31, or a regular and consecutive 12-month period, as determined by an employer. Reasons for use. Upon the oral or written request of an employee, an employer must provide sick leave for the following purposes: for a mental or physical illness, injury, or health condition of such employee or such employee's family member, regardless of whether such illness, injury, or health condition has been diagnosed or requires medical care at the time that such employee requests such leave, for the diagnosis, care, or treatment of a mental or physical illness, injury, or health condition of, or need for medical diagnosis of, or preventive care for, such employee or such employee's family member, or for an absence from work due to any of the following reasons when the employee or employee's family member has been the victim of domestic violence as defined under New York law, a family offense, sexual offense, stalking, or human trafficking, to obtain services from a domestic violence shelter, rape crisis center, or other services program, to participate in safety planning, temporarily or permanently relocate, or take other actions to increase the safety of the employee or employee's family members, to meet with an attorney or other social services provider to obtain information and advice on, and prepare for or participate in any criminal or civil proceeding, to file a complaint or domestic incident report with law enforcement, to meet with a district attorney's office, to enroll children in a new school, or to take any other actions necessary to ensure the health or safety of the employee or the employee's family member, or to protect those who associate or work with the employee. Family member, parent, and child defined. The legislation defines family member as an employee's child, spouse, domestic partner, parent, sibling, grandchild or grandparent, and the child or parent of an employee's spouse or domestic partner. The legislation defines parent as a biological, foster, step or adoptive parent, or a legal guardian of an employee, or a person who stood in loco parentis when the employee was a minor child. The legislation defines child as a biological, adopted or foster child, a legal ward, or a child of an employee standing in loco parentis. Increments of use. Employers can set a reasonable minimum increment for use of sick leave, which may not be greater than 4 hours. Year-end carryover. Employers must allow employees to carry over any unused sick leave at year-end. The law does not provide a cap on the amount of leave permitted to be carried over, but